Blog Talk Radio.
Life, Growth, and Wellness.
Show. I'm Sandy, and I get to be your hostess for this evening. And, you know, I get so excited every Tuesday to present this show and the incredible, beautiful guests that I have, individuals who have agreed to show up and share who they are with the world. So I get excited. And so this is no different from any other Tuesday, and thank you for being with us. So first of all, we always bring in the energies of our ancestors. We give thanks to the ancestors, for they're always with us, and all we have to do is to call on that energy. And we know that they're with us, especially on Tuesdays, because we discuss issues that are not ordinarily talked about in an open setting. So we know that they got us. They got our fronts, our backs, our tops, and our bottoms. And they're encouraging us to step beyond that comfort zone and to be the best us that we can be, because they've given us that strength and courage and vigor, all of that. So, ancestors, we thank you, we love you, and we bless you. So it's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So tonight's show is called Healing with Essential Oils, and our esteemed guest tonight is Melissa Holton. And this, oh man, this woman is so gifted. I cannot wait to bring her on so that you get a chance to meet her like I've met her, and how I've come to know the tremendous work that she does for the people that she works on. So, audience, you know you're always invited to join in the discussion with us, and you're able to do that by calling in on our line at 516-531-9819. You would press 1 on your dial to alert us that you want to speak live on air with us, and once your phone is open, if you're not speaking, if you would put your phone on mute, that would help us with the quality of the sound, because a lot of people go back and listen to the shows over and over again, and the mics are extremely sensitive. So, again, once your line is open, I don't go back and close the lines down. If I hear a lot of noise in the background, I will. But if you would just do that for us, we would be ever so grateful. And you can always go back and listen to any of the shows at www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers. That's SandyRogers. So you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to take us a quick break, and then as soon as we get back, I'm going to introduce Miss Melissa Holton to you so that we can get started talking about one of the free gifts, essential oils, one of those healing herbs from the earth. Or some of those healing herbs from the earth. So look. Let's get this song going so that we can come back and bring
it's
her
like you're
on.
Looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. hit the floor, say a prayer, start working. You gotta do something. It's alright to crawl before you walk. Yeah. It's alright to walk before you run. But if you wanna get what you never got, gotta do something that you never got.
Was Mary with Go Get It, and that's what Melissa has done. So listen, welcome back. Welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And I tell you, that song just puts me in the mind of Melissa. I've known her for a number of years now, and we've just been able to hook up and synchronize and coordinate her being a guest on the show. And so, Melissa, I want her to introduce herself because her story is just so beautiful, how she got involved in essential oils and the value that she sees in it. So, Melissa, if you would come on with us and just tell the folks who you are, what you've been doing, how you got to where you are now, and then we'll get into the business in just a second.
Okay. Hello, Miss Sandy, and hello, everyone. My name
Welcome.
Is Melissa Holtzman. Can you hear me?
I hear you perfectly. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what I do is heal with essential oils. And I want to, first of all, thank God for giving us this good green earth for the things, the natural things that could heal our bodies with. And the pharmaceuticals have just taken it away from us, but we're going to get it back.
Yes,
we're
going to
take it back. I'm originally from Georgia. My father was in the Air Force, so we did a little traveling around. I'm an IT specialist. I work for a travelers insurance company. I've been there well over 30 years. And I just like healing through the blessings of God, through the green earth that he has given us. There's been so many times that I have been trying to find things that make me feel better, to make me look better, to make me think better, to make me just blossom better. And going to the drugstores and all that, I could not find those things. So I said, you know what? I'm going to pray about this. I'm going to let God anoint me with something that I really, truly believe in, and God has done that.
Mm.
It didn't take no education. It just took a lot of praying, and he anointed my mind and my hand. And so the purpose, go ahead, Sandy.
No, I was just going to say, but you did get an education, maybe not the traditional type, but, you know, it was like downloaded in you is what I see when you are in action. Like, you know what you're doing, so it's not like you don't know. And so from that regard, you do have the education.
Yes, I was anointed with the education. And
yeah,
I have done
yeah.
lots of training, lots of studying. I have studied people. I have studied the things that I observed people after I've done my work on them. And I can see great benefits. And I just like helping people to look good and feel good. And one of my mottos is, if you feel good, you look good.
That's true, because you put a smile on your face and everything. So
mm-hmm.
I want to tell you guys, Melissa invited me out to her home for a session. Oh, my God, was that like the best thing I had ever experienced. And so I know it's real early in the show, but I just need to thank her publicly. So, like she said, you know, she's downloaded with the ingredients that she puts together to do her work. And so, for me, she did a turmeric scrub on my back. Oh, my God, what? Was delightful. And then she took magnesium. And, she wiped it down, and then she massaged some magnesium. And then she had a citrus essential oils that her own special blend that she had mixed together, and she put that on my back. Oh, my God, I tell you, it was just heavenly. And so I know it's kind of early in the show, but I just wanted to let people know I thank you so much. That was so delightful.
Thank you, Miss Sandy. As a matter of fact, that was a little early in the show because I planned on hijacking the show and interviewing you.
Well, you can still do it. But that's just how much I was impressed with her work, though. You know, normally I let the guests go on and on, but I'm just saying, what you do, and I want to make sure that you have that energy of knowing that it's much appreciated, the work that you do, and, you know, it didn't have to come a certain way. Your hands, your mind, your gifts for putting that all together, you've been blessed. So now I'm going to shut up for a minute, but you guys know I was a little excited.
And I'm so glad you enjoyed it. I am so glad. I said, now, I'm going to be on the Sandy Rogers show. She's got to come out here, and she's got to let me demonstrate on her so she'll know exactly what I do. But the purpose of my business is to help clients to feel good, to feel refreshed, healthy, happy, invigorating, in touch spiritually, receiving, lively, enthusiastic, accurate, and sensual. And our bodies and minds is the driving force of who we are.
Yes.
Of our spiritual soul. And we don't feel that we are mentally and physically capable when our minds are not intact. So, you know, I have oils to help put your mind intact, put your bodies intact through body washes, body soaps, body scrubs, body creams, I do hair creams, body oil, massages, I use shea butters, I make my own oils, cocoa butters, perfume oils for those who prefer that, jojoba oils, aloe veras, you name it, and I can work with it. Now, Miss Sandy picked some goodies from her garden and brought to me.
Yes.
And... Yes, ma'am. And I am working with those, and I plan to make body washes and body creams with those as well.
Okay.
And I want to talk about I want to tell the audience a story of mine about a friend of mine that I also helped. She was suffering from mental illness, and I had never, ever, ever seen this before in my life. She was fine at work one day, and when she left work, she never came back. But the story leading up to that was she had a brother that passed away of congestive heart failure. A month later, her son-in-law shot himself, and they were on the other side of the door.
Jeez.
And then another one of her brothers died while he was taking the groceries into the house on Thanksgiving Day. And they were getting prepared to have Thanksgiving dinner. So after all this took place, he was coming back to work normally. I said, "Did you cry?" She said, "No." She said, "I don't know why. I just didn't cry." And I said, "Well, you need to." And she said, "But I just can't." So a couple of weeks later, she didn't come back to work, and I got really, really worried about her. So I called her daughter. She said, "Mommy's not feeling well. You need to come and see her." Okay, so I said, "Now, what can I give a person that's not feeling well and has gone through this traumatic ordeal?" So I go and I get her a makeup kit. You know, us ladies, we like our makeup. We like our lipstick and, you know, we just like to look pretty. So I put her a basket together and took it to her. And when I walked into the room and looked at her, I saw no eyes, no eyeballs, no white.
Wow.
I had never seen that before. She was just black. And I looked at her, and I waved my hand across her eyes, and she didn't flinch. And I said, "Can you see me?" And she said, "Yes, I can see you." And that, from that moment on, it just drew me to a mental health through my essential oils. And I have done lots of massages to mental health patients that are somebody else's patients that are my clients. And I see great benefits. When a person that's going through depression smiles, that's step one. That is step one.
Mm.
And it just broke my heart. And so from then on, mental health and essential oils I'm bringing together to allow me to help my community, and everyone that needs help, that wants help, can come out and get help anytime. Just make an appointment, and I'm here. And there's another thing that I want to bring up is autoimmune diseases. A lot of us have autoimmune diseases. Like, I have an autoimmune disease, which is thyroid disease. It's lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's disease, multiple sclerosis. At this point, they're categorizing essential oils as not cures, but they will help the quality of life. So many people need the quality of life suffering with these autoimmune diseases. And a lot of autoimmune diseases comes from pollutants in the air. They land on your skin. They absorb in your skin. You breathe them. You're coughing, smoke. All this goes into your body, and your immune system is just going haywire. And then here you have an autoimmune disease. Believe it or not, vertigo, alopecia, those are also autoimmune diseases.
Right.
And a lot of times an autoimmune disease is caused by a virus that has attacked your body. When a virus attacks your body, your autoimmune kicks in, but after that virus goes away, your autoimmune is still fighting, and it ends up fighting your good immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And then you end up sick. You end up with the autoimmune disease. So what I like to do is take my essential oils and just make your quality of life better. either you're fatigued, you have brain fog, you have low libido. It can affect you in numerous of ways. But when you get the right type of oil that does your body good, then you put them on special areas of your body. And believe it or not, you will feel 100% better than you did if you weren't using them.
So, Melissa, do you first have a conversation with the person that that you're working with, or do you just take the different concoctions? I love that, too. The name of her business is Concoctions by LaQ, so I love that.
Miss Sandy, I'm sorry. Yes, Concoctions by LaQ.
Yeah, yeah. No. Look, we just doing this thing in real time, so however it comes out is how it comes out. Everybody, they with us. So do you have a conversation with a person before you mix their particular essential oils together, or do you know that if you use this for depression, that it will work on everybody with depression? Because I'm interested in how you were just talking about your friend. I think you counted like about 3 or 4 deaths that she had, you know, brothers and son and you know, a lot of different people, it seemed like, in a short period of time. So did you already know which herbs to mix together or what? How do you determine what herbs to use?
I basically kind of like group them together, what works best together. But I knew that she was going through trauma, something that was onset trauma. She wasn't a mental ill person to start with. It was onset mental illness. So I take all those things into consideration. Is it a person that's been ill all their life? Is it somebody that just, you know, was in a car accident and a trauma affected them? Or PTSD, what is it, when they go off into the military?
PTSD. Oh, the PTSD, post-traumatic stress. Yeah.
That, it just depends on the person. But if I don't know that person enough to know what their problem is, then I do sit down and have a conversation with them. And I do want to know if they have high blood pressure or if they have some kind of kidney disease or, you know, something that I know that might not be good for them.
Okay.
You know, what is good for them. So, yes, a conversation is always good, but I've been doing it for so long, I can just about tell what that person needs just from kind of looking at that person. They may be tired all the time, tired looking, dark circles around their eyes, just things that just don't look healthy.
Right, right. Now, you know, when we talked, a few years ago, you were mentioning or talking to me about the herbs that you use. I believe you said that you found all of them listed in the Bible, or they're referenced in the Bible. So is that how you put your mixtures together, if they're listed? Or so tell me about how you got to that train of thought.
Actually, I did start by reading the Bible and looking and studying the herbs that they do talk about in the Bible, such as frankincense and myrrh, and I fell in love with it. And that's how I knew it was my anointing, because I just couldn't put it down. I'm like, wow, God has given us all these natural herbs, and something needs to be done to help our people.
Yeah.
And when I say our people, I mean everybody, everybody.
Correct.
All
right.
Because everybody suffers from everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody suffers from everything. And I just loved how they spoke about it in the Bible. And as a matter of fact, I have one now that's one of my favorites. And I just made this concoction a couple of months ago when this coronavirus hit us. It's called The Devil is a Lie. Remember I mentioned that one to you? It's called The Devil is a Lie.
I like that.
And I keep this bottle by my bed, and if I wake up in the middle of the night, I've got a cough going on, I put a little oil in my hand, I rub it on my throat, I rub it down my chest, and whatever's in there tingling in my throat, I just cough it up a little bit, my cough stops, and I'm good. If I wake up in the middle of the night, and before I hit the floor, if I have a stiff back, you know, we can get them stiff pains when we're trying to get up in the morning and hit the floor. I grab my The Devil is a Lie. I put it in my hair, bend over, and I rub the floor apart.
I love that.
I said, "Oh, devil, you won't get me today, not today."
Wow.
I'm having some brain fog. I just can't get going. The news is getting to me. It's like, The Devil is a Lie. And I take that and I put it on my temples. And just to calm me down and get my day started. So I keep My Devil is Alive right on my nightstand.
That is so powerful.
Yes. Yes. I mean, because God has
blessed us. The Devil is a Lie.
The Devil is a Lie.
So you put a lot of power in that by calling it that. You know, you gave power to that concoction that you created. That's beautiful.
And the label also says The Devil is a Lie. So if you purchase a bottle of it, your label is going to say that.
Now, I'm curious, you know, and that's just powerful to say it, you know. For those that believe in a wicked spirit or whatever, you know, to be able to cast them out, you know, to rebuke them just from using or looking at that oil and then actually applying it, you know, that's awesome. I love that. I love that.
And everything that you need is in that bottle. I've got a mixture of about 15 oils in that one concoction that will help you with anything that you would need at that particular moment that you need it. You can rub it on your feet to help you to rest. You can rub it on your abdomen if you're having cramps or, you know, you just wake up in the morning or any time of the day that your stomach just don't feel good, you've eaten something that just didn't set well, you got a nervous stomach, The Devil is going to be a Lie. Because you're going to rub that on your abdomen. Essential oils are absorbed in your skin in less than 2 seconds.
Oh, wow, okay.
In 5 minutes, you'll be feeling much better. And
so what are some of the comments that you get from your clients, from your customers? Other than me, of course, you know.
I mean, they even come to me and say, "Well, can you do this for me? I'm thinking this is gonna work," you know. But they love it, you know. If there's something that's just not right, they're gonna tell me, and we can fix it. We can always fix it.
So, are they surprised that they're receiving the relief from an essential oil as opposed to something that they would go to a drugstore, to the doctor, you know, like some pharmaceutical? Are they open to receiving? I guess they are. They wouldn't be with you. But I'm just wondering, you know, like how people are looking at what you do as being such a blessing to them. To be able to turn around whatever ailment or situation they may have going on in their life.
You know, Miss Sammy, I think people are receptive to the all-natural.
Ah,
it's the naturalness of it that they're receptive to.
Great.
You know, it doesn't break down in your kidneys. It doesn't break down in your liver. It has no toxins that's going to cause you to have some kind of reaction.
Right.
So people are tired. I go to the doctor. I don't even know if my doctor is really even telling me the truth. I go to the drugstore. I'm taking medication, and I'm questioning it.
Right, right.
But if you're using something that's plant-based, then you feel more better about it than, you know, having to go through the chemicals that the pharmaceuticals are putting in our bodies, the pharmaceuticals and doctors.
For sure, yeah. Yep.
So the essential oil just helps your quality of life. Now, they'll tell you essential oils don't cure, but you don't know what essential oils do.
Right.
You don't know. God has the last word.
Well, I think, you know, that those things, what it appears to be, is those things that cannot be regulated because you're using natural herbs, and so they can't, the pharmaceutical business or company industry, they can't take that and put a price or, you know, create a patent on it, right? But if
exactly.
they can take, which what they do, you know, like with most medications and things that they develop, is they will, it starts from a plant, but they'll take just like one component out the plant and then mix it with a lot of chemicals and then call it, you know, like aspirin or Zantac or something like that, but they all start with medication. They all start with a natural plant. And so if you're using the natural and you're not adding any chemicals to it, then they can't really take that. You know what I'm saying? So that's why you can't say that it heals. I think it's crazy.
Right, right. And my clients, they feel comfortable with that. They're very comfortable with what they're using, you know, how I'm administering to them. Like I said, if it doesn't work, we go back to the drawing table, we chit-chat some more, and we get it right.
Right, right.
We get it right.
And they're not hurt in the process.
There's no side effects.
Right.
You know, you're taking something that you go to the drugstore that you're a prescription a doctor has given you. Oh my God, have you read the side effects that medicine can give you?
I know, right? Yep.
And it's like, oh my goodness, if I'm not healed, I'm dead.
Exactly.
You know,
that's basically what it says.
I'm going to be having an adverse reaction.
Yeah.
And so a lot of that scares me, and it's like, no, it's always a better way. But they don't want you to
yep.
see the better way, but it's a better way.
Yep, that's for sure. That's for sure. I'm just so excited about what you do. You know, I've watched you from afar for, like I said, I don't know how many years. So Melissa is the sister of a dear friend of mine, Tammy. And Tammy and I have been knowing each other for probably 20 years now. And I just started knowing Melissa. I don't even know when, but we just started knowing each other. So, and I've watched her over the years, and her passion just gets deeper and deeper. And she's more and more dedicated to what she's doing. And her love increases as the years go by for the benefits, for the help that she can offer people. So I'm just always so impressed with watching her and listening to her talk about why she does it and how she does it, and giving credit and honor where it's due. So We have a caller, Melissa. I'm going to go ahead and open up their line and see what may be on their mind, and then we can come back to this conversation. So caller on 678-997, you want to tell us your name and what comment or question or concern you have? You may be on mute. Take yourself off mute, maybe.
678-997. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Wonderful.
Well, I like what I'm hearing. I might give one of your concoctions a try. Who knows? I just wanted to know what are some of your favorites.
Some of my favorites are, I don't eat right, and a lot of times I go, and my stomach is just all out of whack, and I love to go to my bag and take my oil out and give my stomach a good rub, and I'm all better. I'm ready. It's one of my favorites. I have another favorite to where I need to calm down. And I have an oil that I sniff. It's like, oh, Melissa, you need to calm down now. Because I do meetings for work, and a lot of times if there's a lot going on, I need to pull myself together. So I take my special oil out, and I give a couple of sniffs, and I'm calm, and I'm ready for my meetings. So a lot of times I have backaches. I reach for my Devil Is a Lie. I love my Devil Is a Lie because it seems to tap on a lot of situations.
Okay, wow, that's pretty cool. Where could I go to purchase this? Do you have online purchasing set up?
I'm working on my website right now, but there's a phone number that you can call me at. You can go to Concoctions by LaQ's Facebook page. My number is there. You can give me a call at any time. You can. My email address is melissaholton@gmail.com. You can email me. And like I said, you can get my phone number from my Facebook page. Or, you know,
we're going to give you
all that information before, you know, it's all said and done today.
All right. Okay. Can you spell LaQ for me? That's interesting.
It's L-Q. L-E-Q. It's
Wow.
A French. LaQ.
All right. All right. Well, you ladies have a good night and enjoy the rest of your radio show.
Thank you for calling in.
What was his name? I just want to know just in case he gets.
He didn't give it. You want to tell us your name?
My name is Timothy.
Timothy.
Okay.
Thank you, Timothy.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well.
All right, we got another caller. Melissa 470-808. You want to give us your name and your comment, question, or concern?
Ladies, how are you? This is Tammy.
Hey, Tammy. We're doing good.
I just want to thank you, Sandy, for having Melissa, which I call Alisa, on your show. I do want to just say a couple of things. I remember, oh my gosh, many moons ago. I think it might have been over, Melissa, 15 years ago. I became very ill. I was wondering, was she going to tell this particular story? And she was going to try to save me. In other words, she was going to be the doctor.
Amen.
To make a long story short, I
tell your story.
Huh?
I said, no, go ahead and tell your story. You said you was going to make a long story short. I said, no, tell your story.
But I became very ill. My immune system was very weak. I became very weak. So my sister decided she was going to, first she went into the GNLD with vitamins and everything, but then she started to do some natural essential oils. So one of her, I suffer from neuropathy, and she made some black pepper oil. Remember, Melissa, the black pepper oil?
Yes, I do.
And
yes,
I would use that on my hip because I had a degenerating bone in my hip, and my hip would ache, the neuropathy in my feet, and I would rub that oil on my ankles. But then it was so powerful because I was using it every time the pain came. But it was so powerful, I couldn't use it all the time. I actually used it once a week because I began to use it every day. And it's actually a numbing. It's a numbing oil.
Wow.
But it also helps relieve the pain. And I also suffer from what they call inflammation, because you have good inflammation and bad inflammation. So one of my favorites is the turmeric.
Oh, yeah.
I use turmeric on my shoulders. I use turmeric on my stomach, because once my doctor told me I had inflammation in my stomach, and that's due to medications and a lot of other different things, I started using the turmeric. So turmeric and also the lavenders are my favorites. But I would take my sister's stuff to the USCA conferences, and, you know, I'm a part of Coming Threads, and every time the USCA conference would come, they would look for her signature cream, which is the body butter.
Right. Now, Ms. Sandy, you first.
Huh?
I'm sorry, Tammy, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, because I'm going to get off. I'm just, you know, I'm very grateful that my sister is really trying to save the family, because we don't eat right. We have aches and pains. We have a diagnosis of this and that. But through her and her essential oils and the massages, it has really, really, really done a lot of good for our entire family. And by the way, that was my grandson, Timothy. He sent me a text and said he was listening.
Okay. Keep it in the family, you know? Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
It was well spoken. Very well spoken.
Yeah.
But Tammy, I remember when you were, I think we had gone to New Orleans for the USCA, I believe, and you had taken some of Melissa's creams, I believe. I know we went somewhere, and you would go and explain to people the benefits of the different products that your sister had and things like that. That's what families must start doing, you know, is promoting, supporting the different family members so that, you know, we're all being uplifted, you know, in this economy that we're in this whole business industrial world. So I've always appreciated you for being so tied in to the work that she's doing and the quality of her products. I know you gave me something. And I'm trying to think. I think it may have been like a skin cream, but you know, you're always tireless in promoting your sister, and that's to be commended. And for your grandson to be to call in on the radio, I love that. You know, it's all about family.
It is.
That's funny. I didn't know that was him, but when he said Timothy, I thought, Okay. Well, I'm off. Let me go back on mute. Thank you.
Thank you, Tammy.
Do you remember getting some signature cream from me about 10 years? I don't know, about maybe about 5 years ago?
That's what I'm saying. I do.
Okay.
Yep. I think that was at your dad's house, too, I think, when I got that.
I'm trying to remember. I think Tammy had an event, and I had a table.
Okay.
And my dad was also there. Yes, he was there. And we all met up over at Tammy's house after the event.
Right.
And you were there when you purchased the signature cream. You asked me at that point to be on your show.
And a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I know where now, yeah. I'm so excited that we got this thing going and that you're the guest and I'm able to spotlight the work that you do because it's of such high quality. You know, there's a number of different avenues or methods and products that one can use to make a change in their health for the better or you know, it's being promoted that way. But I know that you gave me some cream for mosquitoes a couple of weeks ago when I was out at your place. Cause look, they've been eating me up. Now, you know, they got all of these artificial mosquitoes. I think they released them. They were due to be released down in Florida. And I said, well, they must have released them in Georgia without telling us first because those things were just vicious. I'm serious. I've been using insect repellent that I've made for like the last 6 or 7 years. They ate right through that. I had a friend that used vinegar. They ate right through that. So then we graduated to the stuff that they sell in the stores, and they ate right through that. But this is my endorsement for Melissa's mosquito repellent. It works.
Repellent.
It works. I have not been bitten by a mosquito since. I've been using her cream, and you don't need a whole lot. You know, you don't have to lather your body down. You just put a little bit here and a little bit there, and it's powerful. So I thank you for that. I truly thank you for that.
You're very welcome. So welcome.
Yeah. So what are some of the herbs that you use? I know we were talking, you said frankincense and myrrh. And can you tell us some of the other herbs and what their properties, you know, like what is there anything specific that they deal with in the body? And I know there is, but can you break that down for us a little bit?
I use like rosemary, bergamot, lemon balm, ylang-ylang. All those have property of calming effect. Now, everything just about in the essential oil world is good for immune boost. Lavender, peppermint, eucalyptus, marjoram. When I did speak on lemongrass, oregano. Oregano is good for heartburn. Just rub it around your chest and it'll take care of that. And it doesn't take long for these essential oils to get into your body, and they work really, really quickly. There's the citrus group. That's orange, grapefruit, lime, lemon. They're good for mood swings. They're good for, they have, and they also give you energy. As a matter of fact, that's one of the ones that I massaged you with was the citrus group that I made myself. And I'm just explaining these in their groups.
Okay.
Because what may work what may work for me, I may do it a little different from you because of maybe your body makeup.
So you said the citrus was for mood swings and what else?
Energy.
Okay.
They give you energy.
Okay.
And they're also good for your immune system.
I know that it worked wonders on me. I felt so much better after having had that massage by you, and I wasn't sure if it was the turmeric, you know, but it stirred up a real positive energy, like a real high but calming energy, you know, was like meditative almost, you know, like. And so I don't know how to explain it other than, yeah, it was like I had meditated for a couple of hours or something, just laying on your table. And I think you told me it was like 30 minutes or something, like less than 45 minutes. So.
Yes. And they keep you in touch with your spirituality.
True.
You know, it opens
okay.
your mind. And you can receive. You can receive if that's understandable.
Sure, yes.
Yeah, you can receive. And I know that I keep going back to my stories on some of my clients, but it's some of these stories I just want to try to get in, and then I'll come back and do some more oils and the benefits.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead.
There was another client of mine that had colon cancer, stage 4. She didn't know she had colon cancer until it was stage 4. She was a caregiver of the family. She was always taking care of everybody else and forgot she was even feeling bad and how much pain she was in from this colon cancer. So we talked. I made her concoction. I went out there and gave it to her. I said, now, once you shower, just rub this all over your body now. For 2 weeks straight, she forgot she had colon cancer. She said, all of a sudden one day, 2 weeks later, she went to the bathroom. She said, why is my stomach hurting? Why am I hurting like this? She totally forgot. Nobody said anything to her. She had a good 2 weeks of good quality of life. She totally forgot that she had stage 4 colon cancer.
Wow. So did it improve?
And it did not improve because it was something that I was working on her with, and her and I was just discovering this. We had no idea that it was going to take effect on her like that.
Wow.
You know, we're just staring at each other like, should she continue this? Should she not?
Okay.
Should she tell her doctor? And so we just didn't know where to go from there. But
she improved her quality of life, though, for those 2 weeks where she wasn't thinking about it all the time.
She was not even
right.
She forgot.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. So that's what my oils would do.
So you were talking about men having hormonal issues. And I know,
yeah.
Can you talk about that? Because, you know, they always want to say it's just the women, you know, oh, that's just your hormones or something. You know, we know everybody got hormones. So can you talk about some of the changes or some of the problems maybe that a man could face with hormonal issues? How, you know, what would be like some of the emotions or how he would act?
A man's hormones basically plays a big part on their bodies as to where they're, you know, if they had a big, strong-looking chest, when their hormones start to deplete,
their chest gets kind of a little flabby. And it's just a testosterone kind of help. Cedarwood, clary sage, ylang ylang, it just helps them to boost up their testosterone so that it keeps them calm and it doesn't play a major role in their body parts. And I'm saying body parts.
Right, right.
Yeah. And mentally they go through the same things we go through, but they just don't interact like we do. But I have a group of oils that I use for them, oregano, like I said, clary sage. I have so many oils, it's just, you came to my lab.
Yes. I'll tell you, that was such a treat coming out there to you.
And it's just hard to just kind of pull them all together.
Right.
Just so many of them just do so many things. And what may work for me may not work for you or the next person, but like I said, we can work and we can get it right.
And so that's what you, having the consultations or conversations with people, consultations, you know, with people, it helps you to learn a little bit more about the person and what their individual needs are, and then you can kind of play around with the concoction that you would develop for them. So I know that what you did for my body was just so excellent. I mean, just right on point for me. And we really didn't talk that long before I came out there.
No. But you were ready.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So, look, we're down to 30 minutes left in the show, and if you would like to ask Melissa a question or if you have any type of comment, feel free to give us a call at 516-531-9819. And when you dial in, if you want to speak live on air with us, just hit 1 on your dial. That'll let us know that you have you want to be a part of the live discussion. Otherwise, we're going to keep rolling because, you know, I'm learning so much. You know, what's interesting is how things work out, Melissa, because when you were telling me the different herbs, I'm like, oh, I'm growing that. Oh, I'm growing that. Oh, I'm growing that. You know, so it was like I had someone to share it with, and I was so pleased with that. Because, you know, like when you, for me, starting to grow the herbs and it's just me, I just have an abundance of, you know, the sage and the oregano and things like that. So it was a pleasure to be able to bring those items out to you. And for you to be able to come up with the different concoctions that you do from natural herbs, I think, is just amazing.
I was excited to get those dry herbs too, like that. It was, and it was just so many of them. And I was like, oh my goodness! And I took my time and I broke them down and I laid them out, and I said, okay. And see, my mind is already going. I can do this. I can have that. And you know, and you have a lot of good herbs in your garden. That basil, that rosemary,
yes,
that lemongrass, that oregano, that sage, all of those are just some wonderful herbs that and you're going to really like your products that you're going to get from those herbs that you brought me.
You see, and I love growing all of these things, you know, but like I said, you know, I'm steadily giving way because I can't consume all of this if I tried. And so I'm thankful that I was able to be able to share those with you. We've got another caller. There was something on my mind. It slipped my mind for right now. So I'm going to open up the line for this next caller and see if they still remember what they were going to say. 404-285, you want to give us your name and your comment or question, please?
Hi, my name is Liz Brown, and I am a cousin of Melissa, Lisa.
Hey, Liz Brown.
Hi. And I just want to say that I have been using Melissa's concoction. I had thinning hairline. I had sister locks in for years, but the thing was I was bleaching my hair so much it damaged it. And so Lisa was kind enough to tell me about her concoction, and so I started using the oil, and immediately I start seeing the difference in my hair thickening up. And I think because of so much medication that I also take now, it's like fighting against it, but I can still see the difference in my hair growth. So I still use her oil, and I had to ease up off of it a little bit because, like I say, with the medicine that I take, I think it fights against it. So my hair gap was feeling kind of, I think I was using it too much, was getting a little tender. So now that I eased up off of it, I started back seeing the difference in the growth pattern of my hair. So I want to thank you, Melissa, and I also want to say continue to do what God has anointed you to do. You are helping not only your family, but so many other people. And I can't wait myself to get to do a massage when COVID hit. I was planning on doing a massage, but because of my immune system and everything and underlying issues, I just have not gotten up there to get a massage. But I am coming. And so I just wanted to say thank you to her.
Oh, you're welcome, Cousin Liz. And trust and believe, everybody that watches your show notices your hair because they call and tell me, oh, my God, Liz's hair is growing. So you are being noticed as well.
Yes, and so I have given several people your information. I get inboxes too asking me, what do you use? What are you using on your hair? So I pass on your information. So you are doing a great service. So continue to do what you are purposed to do, my love.
Thank you so much, Liz.
That is so beautiful. I love this family support and this family encouragement. Thank you, Miss Liz.
You're welcome. Y'all have a good rest of the show.
Thank you.
Thank you
for calling in. And so, you know, again, that support and that recognition is the word, the recognition from the family, and the fact that your family is actually using your product says a lot, because you know, I hear so many times from so many people, you know, that the family is the last one that supports them, that, you know, purchase their products and acknowledge that, you know, what they're doing is worthy to be used, or, you know, talked about and things like that. So I'm just loving the support and the support of your family members, particularly, you know, like Liz and Tammy and Timothy, because that's so important. And so this message is for everybody that's listening. You know, if you have a family member that is doing some type of business, support them. be there to give them encouragement and, you know, whatever help that you can provide to them. You know, if your gift is in marketing, help them to develop a marketing approach to how they can get it. What I'm hearing from everybody tonight from Melissa's family is you know, talking about how well she's doing and, you know, that they're doing this and they're doing that to help get her recognition out in the world on her product. That is super powerful, and I thank each one of you guys.
And I would like to thank them as well from the bottom of my heart. I love my family.
Whew. Yeah. That's deep. That's just so deep. I love it. I love it. And so Liz talked a little bit about the quarantine. So, and I know you kind of mentioned a little bit about how it's affected. So your products that you use, do you have something particular, or do you use the devil is a lie to ward off some of the complications or the angst that people have around this thing that's happening in our world right now?
Now, Miss Sandy, now you're just too good.
Oh, well, thank you, honey.
I use the devil is a lie. Whenever somebody gets COVID and I know them, I fix them up a bottle of a devil is a lie.
Okay.
It helps them with body aches. It helps. They rub it on all over their body, and it just gives them a sense of ease, and they can rest. And it is also an immune booster.
Okay.
And it helps you to recover quicker than if you didn't have something to boost that immune system as far as the essential oils. So it's I would definitely recommend the devil is a lie. If you catch COVID, just give me a call.
Right, right.
And it's just so beneficial. And you just never know how it's going to attack you. You never know what it's, you know, you just never know how your body is going to react to the virus. And as long as you keep your immune system powerful and it's having good health, that's the only thing that's going to help us get through this virus until they come up with a vaccine. So I felt the compassion to make something to help ease and to get over this COVID as simply as possible. Because if you knew somebody that had it, I had a person to tell me that after I got over the COVID, I need counseling. So that right there lets me know that it was a very detrimental sickness.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Wow. So do you do a different formula for post as opposed to, you know, the active stages or pre-COVID? Is it about the same concoction or
it
depends on the person?
It's a little different because the devil is a lie has a lot of properties for, it helps with your pains. It helps with your nauseousness, your coughs, your energy level. But post, I have like an immune booster that's just for post.
Okay.
And you just rub it in and boost your immune system. But once you've contracted it, you want to definitely try the devil is a lie.
Okay.
Because your body is screaming for help.
Yeah, yeah. And so, the healing of our bodies is holistic, and it appears from what you're saying that you understand that very well, and the concoctions that you are creating takes that into consideration as you're creating. So you've got the emotional, you have the spiritual, you have the physical, as in, you know, like what is the body going through. So you're looking at each one of those areas that make it holistic. And so you're not just trying to treat one area of it or, you know, apply oil over there. Was that something, Melissa, that, well, how did you come to that point to know to do that?
The oils, they settle within your body where it's needed. And the oils are, and I don't want to make it sound like they're alive, but they know what part of your body's to go to at the particular time that you need them.
Right.
Just like I was trying to explain about the devil is alive, I got up and I had a pain here and I just put it there, or if I can't sleep, I put it there and I go off to sleep. It knows where to go to work. And so
right,
I gather
right.
up all my information, I write everything down, and I pull everything together, and I said, well, I need to get this oil and try the lemon, the eucalyptus, and I just pull everything together. And believe it or not, I don't like to use too many oils, but with that COVID, I pulled everything that I could to make sure that once you've used it, you know you've used it.
Right, right. Awesome.
Right. And if your body tells you to pull back, your body knows, and these oils know.
Exactly.
We're like plants. We're like plants.
Yep.
That's why we get along. Our bodies get along so much with the essential oils. Our bodies are like
yeah.
plants.
Well, you
and,
know, my mother, she made her transition back in 2017, but 50 years before that, or I can't even add it up, in the early 70s, so however many years that is, my mom was teaching us about, those of us that would listen, she was teaching us about herbs. And she, like you, did not have, like, formal education, but she came across a book that had all the herbs listed. And my mother carried that around like a Bible. And for her, it was her Bible. And she would tell people, you know, like, don't take those pills. You don't know what's in those pills. Let's find
Absolutely.
Out what natural herb you can use for that. You know, and
mm-hmm.
back in the early 70s, people thought my mother had lost her mind. You know, like,
mm-hmm.
hey, Bob, what you talking about? You know, like, we don't know nothing about no herbs or anything. But, see, that was that transition, because in talking to my dad, who is now 100, he would tell
oh, wow.
me stories about his great aunt would take him and some of the other siblings, and they would walk along the bayou and go down to the Native Americans and get different concoctions, right? You know, to come
yeah.
back. And he said, you know, they never had any shots or, you know, vaccines and all of that stuff, that they used what the Indians made for them, and that they always got better. And so, you know, our whole world has changed to this dependence on pharmaceuticals. And I'm so thankful and so pleased to have you as a guest on the show to be able to provide knowledge and information to people, because we do not need to take those pharmaceuticals. God has already given us everything that we need to turn our health around, everything, regardless
Absolutely.
Of what you may be going through.
Absolutely. 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 And that's what fascinated me with reading the Bible and seeing all those herbs in there and how it was healing people. And I said, you know, it's still time. Times are still here. This can be done. And I do know that there are other people that are out there doing that. And everybody has their own techniques. Everybody has their own know-how. So we can get together and come up with something great, grand, but let's stick to some of our plant-based medicines.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give nature a try.
There you go. There you go.
And let's improve our quality of life that way. Because I tell you, the medication, the side effects is just scary.
Yes, yes.
You know, I was reading something the other day who said it caused nosebleeds. And I'm thinking, oh, no, none of that. None
For
of
real,
that.
Right? Right? That is something that a person does not get readily. A nosebleed, I mean.
Yeah, it's like a nosebleed. And I broke my foot a couple of months ago, and the emergency room gave me some medicine called naproxen. And I was taking the naproxen with the painkiller, and I said, no. I had a meltdown.
Yeah.
No. You know, I started using turmeric. My foot wasn't healing right. Now I'm using turmeric on it, and I said, I got to do what I know best.
Exactly. Well,
my
I do know we get hypnotized by them white coats, and that's what I call them, you know. When we get hypnotized because they tell us, oh, you got, you know, and we just believe it. We just believe it. We accept it. And there's been several studies that's been done in history, even here in the United States. Now, you know, the United States is a little bit notorious about not advising its citizens of a more natural way to take care of themselves. But so there was a study done, research done, that says that all you have to do, all a doctor has to do is to put something on a person, you know, like you got high blood pressure or you got HIV or you got diabetes, and the person internalizes that, and the person actually develop the symptoms in their body based on the knowledge that they have about the disease, that they don't necessarily have it, but they believe the doctor.
Absolutely.
And that's another thing I feel that we need to come to grips with is, you said it earlier, Melissa, trust your body to tell you what you need, how much you need, and when to take it.
Yes, ma'am. Sometimes I use my concoctions, like I'll rub it all over my body, and I want to make sure I say this correctly. When I rub it all over my body, if there's something that's really standing out that those oils didn't kind of tame or numb or do what they were supposed to have done at that particular time, then my body's trying to tell me something.
Yeah.
And so when it's trying to tell me something, then I need to take heed to it and I need to figure out what it is. So I'm healing all over, but that particular spot will just jump out, and it's like, something's going on there. Is
okay.
it a kidney, or is it a, you know, is it a bone spur or anything? It will stick out if you use the oils and your body calms down. It'll jump out at you. And I hope I said that in a way that the audience can understand.
I think you said it very understandably for people, and they can take that and apply it, you know, take it and sit with it until it makes sense to them or what have you. But, you know, when we become, when we become more in tune with our body. And you're saying that your essential oils will help you to get to that spiritual place. And when, yes, like you said, you know, we can get to like, oh, wow, my big toe is kind of aching over here in this little spot. It hasn't done that before. What have I done differently to perhaps cause this pain, and then take it from there versus going to the doctor and give me a pain pill because my toe hurt, you know? So we got to take more responsibility.
Yes, we do. And, you know, we just gotta stop depending. And I don't want to be taken in the wrong way. The doctors are there. They've gone to school 10 years, however many years it takes to get your doctorate degree to be a doctor. They've studied that. I give them credit for that. But they just still don't know everything. The man up above is
right,
still in charge.
Right.
Right.
By God, I'm going to use them.
Yep. Because one of the things that we seldom take into consideration is that they're basically is going by what we tell them. So if we're not telling them the absolute truth of what's going on in our bodies, then, you know, they can very easily misdiagnose the situation or what's going on.
Yeah.
So for me, I keep a log in between my doctor's appointments, and I'm writing down anything that, you know, that jumps off that's not normal for my body, so that when I go to the doctor, I don't have to be trying to remember. I think that was 2 months ago when I had this pain in my chest, you know, nope, it's going to be right there in my notes. And so we need to be more active. And I too, Melissa, and thank you for saying that, I have the utmost respect for doctors, but you must be as active as your doctor in your health and in your well-being. Use the essential oils that Melissa is talking about, natural procedures in order to help correct some of the things that may be going awry in your system. And so, you know, not just completely dependent upon pharmaceuticals or chemicals. So, well, we're down to about 4 minutes left in the show. So, Melissa, I thank you so, so much. I have learned a great deal from listening to you, and I'm so appreciative of your family that has supported you in calling in with their testimonies and words of support. That is extremely honorable. And so I hope that you understand just how important that is. Trust me, not everybody has that type of support from their family in regard to their businesses. And so, again, to Timothy and to Tammy and to Liz, we thank you guys for calling in and supporting Melissa. And, Melissa, keep doing, like they've said, keep doing what you've been gifted to do. You're blessing the world with your talents. And we stand in need of people with the type of passion that you have. So you've got about 3 minutes if you want to take that to tell people how to contact you. Make sure you spell out words for them and give whatever you would like to give for people to walk away knowing about you and the products that you provide to the universe.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Nandy. My Facebook page is Melissa, spelled with an A, MalissaHolton. My business page is Concoctions by LeQ. Concoctions, Concoctions by LeQ, LeQ. I'm working on my Facebook page now. I'm sorry, not my Facebook page, but my website page now as we speak. My phone number is 770-873-1208. I'm asking the audience and your loved ones, whoever you care about, get a bottle of, and you don't have to necessarily get it from me. You can get it from any of your natural herbists, aromatherapists. Let's get back to the tubs. Let's get back to the bathtub. Let's soak in these oils. Lukewarm water. You can get you some body soap made with Himalayan salt, whatever kind of concoction that you think you may need for your ailment, and let's soak in the tub and wake our bodies up and soothe our bodies. We must get back to the tubs. I love showers, but we need to get back to the tub. Emerge. And you will thank me. And I appreciate being on your show, Miss Sandy. It was greatly honored, and hopefully I can come back again, and I will be more in tune. I will have more information, more stories. And I would like to put out there that I am a great advocate for mental health because our world is in need for some mental stability.
Yes.
Are you mentally healthy? Mental health comes in all shapes and forms. Mental health, you can kill somebody. You can molest some. All these things occur under mental distress. Crime, stealing, our world is full of mental diseases that we need help with. So please check out my my Facebook Concoction by LaQ's page. If I have any kind of events, come out and support. You could learn something that may help yourself or someone that you love, but just come out and support Concoctions by LaQ, essential oils, aromatherapy for mental health. And so that's who I am.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Melissa Holton, I swear you are a treasure to the earth, and I appreciate you totally. Thank you, thank you, thank you for taking the time to be on the show, and we will be calling you back. So you guys just stay tuned for that. Look, I'm Sandy Rogers. I thank you for listening, participating, and remember, it's all about life. It's all about love. It's all about wellness. And so until next week at the same time, remain blessed. And again, we thank you, Melissa. Everybody.
And well.